the best you can buy. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're scheduled to be joined by the product planner for the Audi R8, the 24/7 supercar from the German automaker. It's available now with both a V8 engine standard or an optional 10-cylinder model, and they're planning a convertible version. They call it the Spider. We're going to hopefully hear all about that in this hour of the broadcast. Also in this hour of the broadcast, Bill Water, the gentleman who 15 years ago co-founded and co-chaired the original Amelia Island Concours down in Florida, and it's going to be happening again exactly 2 weeks from today, and we're going to be chatting about all the things that are going to be happening at that event coming up in this hour of the program as well. Along the way, we've got some automotive news to share with you and some automotive trivia to play. Matter of fact, we have a caller left over from the previous hour of the broadcast who wants to take a stab at the current trivia question, which is about the British Roadster that was named after a British fighter plane. Let's go to Roger listening on WKCT. Roger, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Excellent. Let's see if you can get this one. Which particular British Roadster was named after a fighter plane?
I believe that would be the Triumph Spitfire.
Yes, that one you have absolutely got right.
All right.
Congratulations. Any new cars out there on the streets that are catching your eyes these days?
The new Mustang 500.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a beautiful car.
Shelby you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, no, those are both great vehicles. There's no question about that. And if you're down there in Bowling Green, do you see lots of new Corvettes around or not so many these days?
Oh, there's still quite a few. They're still producing them, but maybe not in numbers they once were, but hopefully that'll pick back up.
Yeah, absolutely. The Corvette continues to be one of the great performance bargains in the automotive world, and certainly if you can afford it, the Z06 and the ZR1 are world-beating automobiles, but the regular Corvette would be just fine with me. Roger, hang on once again for Matt. We'll make sure we've got all your proper information, and thank you very much for listening on 93 WKCT. Well, as we await Chaz Murphy, he's the gentleman who is the product planner for the Audi R8. We'll throw another trivia question out there just for the fun of it, and here it is. The question is about a particular vehicle that was sold during the decade of the 1950s. Who made the Lark? Which automaker made the Lark back in the 1950s? This was a very highly sought-after vehicle, low production vehicle. Who made the Lark back in the 1950s? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Recently, of course, the press days of the Chicago Auto Show were held, and I did not attend that event, but as long as I have the opportunity here, why don't I tell you about some of the additional vehicles that were unveiled at Chicago 2010. Certainly, when you look at performance vehicles, as we've talked about, the latest rendition of the Shelby GT500 is a high watermark for Ford and a high watermark for Mustang. 550 horsepower now for 2011. They're using the same 5.4-liter turbocharged V8. Supercharged V8, I should say, and they've upped the ante by going to an aluminum engine. There have been rumors, although a Ford spokesperson that I interviewed a little while back denied it, that this is the same engine that powered the Ford supercar, the Ford GT, which was around just for a couple of years. It was introduced to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Ford, and I believe was just produced from 2004 to 2006. It's absolutely beautiful vehicle and an instant collectible for those who are lucky enough to have one of these vehicles. But that had a 5.4-liter supercharged engine as well, all aluminum, of course, wrapped in an incredible design done by Carmelo Pardo and his team, and also, you know, showcasing lots of racing technology. It had a dry sump, which is something that allows an engine to always have an even supply of oil, regardless of driving conditions or pitch of the car. And that is one feature that doesn't migrate over to the 2011 Mustang. But nevertheless, it is definitely going to be a very, very hot car indeed. And Ford reportedly is not raising the price that much, just a tad. They haven't announced the complete pricing information yet, but as soon as we have it, we'll pass it along. Let me tell you about some of the other vehicles that were recently introduced in Chicago at the auto show. Certainly, lots of folks like minivans. They haven't gone out of style yet, and Honda showed off a concept vehicle of their Odyssey, no doubt a thinly disguised version of the upcoming production version. Honda has their work cut out for them because Toyota recently introduced a revised version of the Sienna minivan, which has been a big hit for the Toyota brand, and it will be interesting to see when this Honda Odyssey concept goes into production, because there's no doubt it is a thinly disguised production vehicle. Other very interesting offerings there for from the automakers for 2011 include the 2011 Ford Edge, which is a let's say a mid-cycle update on the vehicle, which shares its platform with the Lincoln MKX and gets a couple of different power plants, more horsepower, and better fuel economy, and better styling. I like the styling of the 2011 Edge a whole lot better. Chevrolet also has introduced a special 2010 Diamond Anniversary Edition of the Chevrolet Suburban. The Suburban has been around, believe it or not, 75 years. Lots of folks don't realize that Chevrolet has been making the brand name vehicle for that long, but absolutely 75 years. Hyundai also showed off at the Chicago Auto Show the Azera, which is their large luxury front-wheel drive sedan. They now, of course, have the rear-wheel drive Genesis sedan, and they will, in the not-too-distant future, roll out an even larger rear-wheel drive sedan. I believe that it's going to make its worldwide debut in the New York region at the New York International Auto Show. For 2010, the folks at Dodge continue to have lots of fun with the colors on their Challenger. Right now, you can order the Challenger in a variety of very interesting names, including Tor Red, they call it, or Plum Crazy. Well, the latest one is called Furious Fuchsia, kind of a pink vehicle. It goes back to the 1960s when Dodge also had a pink, very similar U offered back then, and they're doing it again in limited numbers here for 2010. Also in limited numbers for 2010, Honda took the wraps off in Chicago. Their 2010 TCRX, RS rather, 6.0. That tends to be what the folks at Scion do, much like computers, version 5.0. This is version 6.0. More from Chicago and the auto show recently held up next.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're live across North America. Appreciate you coming along for the ride. Well, coming up exactly 2 weeks from today is the Amelia Island Concours down in Florida. And joining us to tell us all about the 2010 activities is a gentleman who is the co-founder and co-chairman of the event. It's my pleasure to welcome Bill Warner to the airways of Auto World. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you're getting all rested up. This is going to be a busy time for you. It already has been.
My life starts March 15th. I get where I can write notes to myself at night on a pad. The only problem is trying to read them in the morning.
So for the 15th year, as usual, you have done just a stellar job. And every year you honor a particular racer. And this year it's the king himself.
It is, Richard Petty. And we're also celebrating Sterling Moss's victory at the Grand Prix of Cuba in 1960. So we'll have Sterling and Richard, and on Saturday morning we have a seminar, and we're adding Don Garlitz in there. So we're calling it the Three Greats.
Wow, imagine having all three of those guys present in one place on one panel. That is something to be treasured. And certainly another thing to be treasured is just the venue of Amelia Island. For those folks who may not be familiar with the Jacksonville area of Florida and Amelia Island in particular, Bill, you're a lifelong resident. Tell folks all about the area.
Well, Amelia Island is the last of the barrier islands before you get to Georgia. If you had a Whammo slingshot and a billiard ball, you could hit Georgia from Amelia Island. So it's the town that's nearest by is Fernandina. And it's about 30 miles north of Jacksonville.
Excellent. And as you said, you know, this is the a great opportunity to honor. Every year you honor lots of racers and race cars, because racing is so close to your heart, and that's one thing that really sets the Amelia Concours apart from all the others. I mean, every year you see all kinds of race cars out there on the field. What can we look forward to for 2010?
Well, we've got a couple. We're doing the 40th anniversary of the Porsche 917 win at Daytona and Le Mans, and we have 11 versions of the 917 on the grounds, from the PA and the 917 to the 917K, Long Tail, 917-10, 917-30. And we're also going to have cars at the Cuban Grand Prix, or Cuban races, really, because there were races that ran town to town in Cuba back in the 50s. And I think we've got 11 cars in that class, so those are two specialty race classes. And, of course, we'll have the cars of Richard Petty. We got a dozen of those.
Wow, that is so cool. Tell us a little bit more about the Cuban races, because lots of our younger listeners would not be in the least familiar with that. Did you have a chance to go over to Cuba and do some research on this?
Oh, we did. Tom Cotter and I went in December. We got approval from the Treasury Department and the Offshore Financial Assets Control, who gives out permits to go. And we went and visited Eduardo Macejo, who runs the Depósito de Automóvil, which is the official museum of Cuba. And he had some records there that we were able to review. They ran the Grand Prix in 1957 and 1958 and 1960. And in 58, Castro and his cohorts kidnapped Juan Fangio, the world's champion. The race was cut short by an accident when a car went into the crowd, and Sterling Moss was given the win. Sterling won in 1960. They ran one race under the communist regime, and then racing ceased.
Wow, that is amazing. What a great story. And another great story that's going to be told is the celebration of the 60th anniversary of Motor Trend, my other radio show. And you're doing so in grand style, Bill. I can't believe you've actually managed to come up with some of the cars that grace the covers of Motor Trend.
Well, that started out, Ken Gross and I were up at David Schultz's show up at the Glenmore Gathering, and we were talking about the Norman Tim Special, which is just coming out of restoration, owned by Gary Cervini of Malibu. And the car is just stunning, absolutely stunning. And he said, wouldn't it be cool to put a copy of the cover of Motor Trend alongside the car? And then the more we ate and the more we drank, we said, well, why don't we do a bunch of cars that were on the cover of Motor Trend? So we found Dwayne Ashmead has the very first car on Motor Trend, which is a Curtis. And we've got General Motors sending down the Le Sabre and Firebird 2. And a three-wheeled Davis from Wayne Carini and Gia Gilda and the Flageole. And it's going to be a cool class.
It definitely is going to be a cool class, and it's also going to be a great time and a big auction right there on site, as usual, from the folks at RM. And understand one of your formerly owned vehicles is going over the block. How does that feel?
Yeah, I had a Buick Landau, which was a Motorama car back in 1954, and I sold it to the late John O'Quinn, and they're liquidating his collection now. How does it feel? I'll let you know after I see if I left any money on the table.
Oh, that is great. Let's talk a little bit about the charitable aspects of the Amelia Island Concours, because you guys certainly have raised a whole lot of money and awareness for a wonderful charity.
Yeah, we do several, the largest of which is Community Hospice. At the time we started the Concours, my parents were being cared for by hospice, so that seemed like a natural. My wife and I have a granddaughter who was born spina bifida, and we raise money for spina bifida. In fact, we have a six-hour go-kart enduro 2 weeks after the Concours to raise funds. And now at age 66, it's getting a little harder for me to run go-karts, but I still do it. And we give money to the Navy and Marine Corps Relief Fund and for the Shop with Cops program for underprivileged children of Fernandina and Nassau County.
Oh, that is great. And what an elite group of judges. I was looking a little bit earlier today at all the folks that are gathered up for the judging. I mean, some real icons of the automotive industry. I mean, you've got everybody there from George Barris to William Jeans and David E. And it's an amazing group you've got.
Yeah, George couldn't make it this year. He had a conflict. But we've got some others who are filling in right now. And I think we have the finest judging team in the United States. I mean, these guys are not only well-known, like an example would be Bobby Unser, but they also know their cars. So we try to put together a stellar group, and we probably have too many, but it's better to have too many than too few.
Definitely. Give out the website and all the information so that folks can be there for not only Sunday, but the activities really start on Thursday.
Yeah, they do. The Rolls-Royce Winemaker's Dinner Thursday night kicks it off. Then we have the Porsche Road Tour on Friday, and we have a...
Hold that thought, Bill. Sure. We're up against a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll roll down the complete agenda for Amelia 2010. This is Auto World.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from Concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit ClassicResto.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology. With a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go.
Wow!
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Bill Warner, the chairman and co-founder of the Amelia Island Concours Delegants. We're telling you all about the event, which is going to be wrapped up by this time, East Coast time, next week. And let's run down the complete agenda for 2010. As you were saying, Bill, it all kicks off really on Thursday.
The Rolls-Royce Winemaker's Dinner on Thursday, which is fully subscribed right now. Friday morning we have the FedEx Road Tour, which takes some of the classes, go down and tour the old fort at Fernandina, and we end up closing off downtown and having a lunch for them. The Porsche road, the Porsche driving experience, which is about a 30-mile road tour that ends up with Hurley Haywood giving rides on an 8,000-foot airstrip in the newest in the Porsche inventory, which will be the Turbo Panamera. He doesn't hold anything back, I can assure you. And Friday night, the RM auction reception. Saturday morning is the three greats. Oh, I forgot to... Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, the 917 drivers, Brian Redmond, Derek Bell, Vic Elford, Hurley Haywood, Charlie Kemp, and John Horseman, who developed 917 for John Wire Racing. And then Saturday morning is the three greats with Richard Petty, Sir Sterling Moss, and Don Garlitz. Saturday afternoon is the RM auction. Saturday night is the Mercedes-Benz Gala Dinner honoring Richard Petty, and then Sunday is the Concours, and Sunday night I go to sleep for about 4 days.
Very good.
Actually, I want to go to Sebring and go racing the following Wednesday and Thursday and Friday.
Wow. Oh, that is amazing. And as you pointed out a little bit earlier today on my Motor Trend show, that not only will classic cars be in attendance, but a lot of automakers are going to be showing off their latest and greatest, including the return of the Gullwing from Mercedes.
Yes, the AMG SLS, the Gullwing Coupe, the new Jaguar sedan, the Aston Martin Rapide, of course, the Porsche Panamera, let's see, the BMW 5 Series. All those are, you know, either fresh from the auto show or haven't been shown before. The Tesla, and see if I've left anybody out. I think we're there. So
that's quite an elite group, definitely. I can't wait to see the Rapide in person and the 5 Series, definitely. That will be great fun because most of those vehicles, like you say, have only been seen at the international auto shows or not at all. So great stuff happening in that department. Bill, can folks get lots of information online and even get tickets, etc.?
Yep, they can go to our website, Amelia, A-M-E-L-I-A, Concours, Concours.org, and they can see pictures of that Norman Tim special that's going to be featured in the Motor Trend class. It is an absolute drop-down killer. And I'm excited about that car coming, in case you can't tell. It's beautiful.
And where is it coming from again, Bill?
Well, it's just being finished. The restoration was completed about 2 weeks ago in Colorado, and the car is owned by Gary Cervini from Malibu, California. And it's a mid-engine aluminum sports car built in 1949, and mid-engine was really way ahead of its time.
Absolutely, really on the cutting edge. Hence, again, half of the Motor Trend title being Trend. So here we would believe that somebody could build that back in 1949. Well, we are so looking forward to being down there and doing all kinds of radio stuff. And I know, actually, the chief engineer for one of my affiliates here on Auto World KXEL in Iowa is a huge fan of the Porsche 917. So I'm going to make sure and record all kinds of stuff, especially for that gentleman, because what a rare treat that's going to be. Bill, I thank you so much for your time and look forward to seeing you in pretty soon here, in 10 days or so. So it's going to sneak up on us fast.
Well, it's not sneaking up on me, I can tell you that. But we've got a great place for you to set up. You're gonna have a view over the 18th green, looking over the field. I think you'll have a good time. Now we just pray for good weather, which we've had for 14 years. So.
Absolutely. So I think the weather gods are going to be shining on you once again, and can't wait, of course, to see our good friend Matt Stone from Motor Trend in person after his health scare a little bit earlier this year. But he sounds great on the phone, and I've been told he's just doing wonderful. So that's going to be a real treat as well.
Well, we'll see you next not next week, 2 weeks.
That's right. 2 weeks from today, we'll be down there broadcasting, but we'll be there ahead of time for all the great events. There he is, the man himself, Bill Warner. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.
We're going to take a pit stop coming up here momentarily here on Auto World. We were scheduled to be joined by a representative from Audi to talk about the R8, which is going to be available not only in the recently introduced 10-cylinder coupe form, but 10-cylinder convertible, the spider version of the R8. Absolutely drop-dead gorgeous vehicle. Looks like that gentleman has been delayed for another time. So that means we get to play a little bit more trivia here on the broadcast. We have a question out there right now, so we challenge all of our listeners to chime in, because whoever gets the answer to this question gets thrown in the big, gigantic hat. And then the man who owns the Busted Knuckle Garage, Warren Tracy, is going to be joining us in the next few weeks here on the broadcast. And he's going to reach in and pull out one of the names, and you're going to win a cool prize. And I know in the past few times that we've done this, he's given prizes away as expensive as $100. So I don't know what he's got up his sleeve for this time around, but you might as well be in that hat if you can tell us the maker of the automobile from the 1950s. Who made the Lark? The Lark, kind of a rare car, kind of a sporty car, highly sought after today in the collectible world. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Before we started our conversation with Bill Warner from the Amelia Island Concours, I was doing a little wrap-up of some of the other vehicles unveiled at the recently held press days of the Chicago Auto Show, and lots of interesting vehicles there. As I mentioned, there's going to be a 75th anniversary edition of the Can you imagine the Chevrolet Suburban has been produced for 75 years? That is one old brand name from one manufacturer to be around 75 years. That may be a record. I'll have to stop and think about that one, but I can't think of any current automaker. Of course, the Porsche 911 has been around for a long, long time. The Corvette's been around for a long, long time. Let's see if Frank, joining us in New Mexico, can tell us the answer to the trivia question. Hey there, Frank. How you doing?
Oh, great, Bob. I can't believe no one's answered this easy one. It's, of course, Studebaker.
Absolutely, of course. And that was quite a car in its day, wasn't it, Frank?
Yeah, it was. It was really highly desirable and unusual. And I remember seeing them at an auto show downtown. But they also made the Avanti. You remember that one?
Oh, absolutely. And then many other... After Studebaker kind of went out of business, a number of other manufacturers then tried to make the Avanti live on, but it wasn't quite the same.
But I think it's still going in one iteration or another, is it not?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, that seems to be bought up all the time. It's still going, but I don't know. Would you rather have an older one or one of the newer ones?
Oh, I'd like to have one of those old ones with the Paxton supercharger or whatever, the R4 option. I forget exactly what it was.
Yeah, no, those are definitely worth a lot of money these days. Any new cars catching your eyes these days, Frank?
Oh, yeah, I saw one on some television show. Some Bentley Sporter, basically a coupe, super coupe. Just
that's
incredible.
It?
Oh, God.
Yeah, the Super Sports. Yeah, I know exactly the model you're referring to. Yeah, Bentley has their North American headquarters here in the Boston area, so I'm very familiar with that vehicle. Haven't had the chance to drive it and probably never will, but we can both dream about it anyway, Frank. Thanks so much for calling in. We're going to take a pit stop and then more of Auto World straight ahead. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Produced in very limited numbers, it's the all-new flagship model from Bentley for 2010. Dr. Ulrich Eichhorn is engineering manager for Bentley.
This is our 90th anniversary this year. It's also the 50th anniversary of our V8 engine, and we're celebrating both with the rollout of the new Grand Bentley, which will be called the Mulsanne. And a Bentley always has to have a certain mix of power, of refinement and craftsmanship. It will be similar power, slightly more than we had before. Refinement is taking to new heights, and the craftsmanship, if you just look over the car on the outside and on the inside, you see the detail execution, how the lines flow, how the surfaces flow. It is all something very special. When this one rolls by, see, wow, this is something else.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
So much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and we're bringing you up to speed on some of the recent unveils at the Chicago Auto Show. As I mentioned, definitely a an important show for journalists, and lots of important introductions there. Hyundai showed off their big sedan, at least the biggest one that they're selling so far, in front-wheel drive fashion. That's the Azera. Rear-wheel drive Genesis continues to be their flagship model, but they've got a larger vehicle scheduled, I believe, to make its world debut at the New York Auto Show, which is just around the corner in the not-too-distant future. The press days being March 31st and April 1st, running down some of the other important unveils in Chicago. Include the latest version from Toyota on the Avalon, the 2011 Avalon. Nissan showed off the 2010 370Z 40th anniversary. Can you believe that? The Z car has been around 40 years. It went away for a little while, but they're not counting that evidently, but it's back for it's a 40th anniversary edition, and it looks pretty cool. Kia showed off a concept vehicle, a hybrid plug-in electric vehicle. It's called the Ray concept. Very futuristic looking, aerodynamic, and reportedly can deliver 200 miles to the gallon being an electric vehicle. BMW showed off in Chicago the 2011 BMW Alpina B7. This is basically the sporting equivalent of the largest sedan from a BMW, wearing some very, very unique, beautiful wheels. I believe they're 21-inch wheels and special suspension tuning, special engine, special interior, and a hefty price tag of about $120,000 or $130,000. From Chevrolet, the 2011 Suburban Heavy Duty We were chatting a little bit about the Ford Heavy Duty in hour number two of the broadcast, and this vehicle is not scheduled to hit showroom floors for a while, but Chevy and GM doing a little catch-up in the heavy-duty pickup truck department, with Ford raising the bar with their latest Super Duty. And the vehicle that won the award in Detroit from a group of journalists in North American Truck of the Year, according to that jury, the Ford Transit Connect. Well, in Chicago, Ford showed off the 2011 Ford Transit Connect electric variant. So that's certainly going to be an interesting solution for certain businesses. Have you seen one of these Transit Connect vehicles, kind of a modern-day minivan specifically meant for tradesmen? Actually, the styling on it isn't bad, and certainly its footprint is quite small, quite manageable. It's a little boxy looking, but definitely, I think, a good design all in all. Upcoming is a very important international show in Geneva, and there are going to be a number of world debuts there. Some of these vehicles we'll never see here in the U.S., but let me run down some of the vehicles that I expect that we'll see here in the not-too-distant future. From the automaker Audi, a A8 hybrid model. This is, I believe, the first hybrid vehicle from the folks at Audi. Audi has a couple of diesel-powered vehicles out there, but don't know the details of this particular Audi. It'll be interesting to see. Audi's also going to show off a 2011 Audi RS5. This is going to be the ultimate A5. Looks like it's wearing some gigantic wheels, like 22-inch wheels. A little bit earlier in this hour, we were talking with, very cool-looking car, this Audi RS5. Going to have to look into more of that. A little bit earlier in the hour, the Bentley Continental Super Sports Coupe, that was the vehicle that Frank from New Mexico was referring to. Well, believe it or not, Frank, in Geneva, Bentley is going to take the wraps off the 2011 Bentley Continental Super Sports Continental GTC, which is the convertible version of that. So an amazing vehicle, to say the least. BMW is going to show off a concept version of their all-new 5 Series Active Hybrid. There will also be a very important vehicle from the folks at Infiniti. It is the diesel variants of the EX and FX. I wonder if they're going to bring them here to the U.S. That is the question. I don't know. Hyundai is going to show off, Hyundai's sister brand, rather. Hyundai is going to show off a concept vehicle, but Kia is going to show off a production vehicle, the Sportage, and quite a bit different design-wise than the current Sportage. Lexus is going to take the wraps off a five-door hatchback. It's called the CT200H, a hybrid five-door hatchback, sporty in character. Lotus is going to show off the 2011 Elise, and also a hybrid variant of their Evora. This is a concept vehicle. Mazda will show off the all-new 2011 Mazda 5, as well as a tweaked version of their Mazda 6 for 2011, kind of a mid-cycle update on that vehicle. Mercedes is going to show off a concept vehicle. It's called the F800 style concept, and it's just that. It's maybe a thinly disguised or heavily disguised, I should say, look at what will be the next generation CLS four-door sedan. It's a very rakish four-door-esque coupe. Mini continues to roll out more and more variants, and it will continue at the Geneva Auto Show with the 2012 Mini Countryman, which is yet another offering from the brand. It's time to redo the Cayenne, and Porsche is doing it for model year 2011. It will make its debut at the Geneva show. Porsche will also show off the highest performance variant of their 911 series. It is the 2010 911 Turbo S model. No doubt a very expensive vehicle, to say the least. Also from the folks at Toyota, as they continue to be rocked by their recalls here in the U.S. So globally, they continue to roll out new product, including in Geneva. They're going to show off a 2011 hybrid vehicle called the Auris, and also a 2010 Toyota RAV4. Get the first look at a couple of new vehicles from Volkswagen, one not destined for the U.S., and the other one most definitely destined for the U.S., and that's the 2011 Volkswagen Touareg, significantly smaller than the last generation Touareg and significantly lighter. Another very interesting vehicle, and certainly, arguably, probably the best-looking Volvo sedan ever made. It's the 2011 Volvo S60. That will be shown in full production form at the Geneva Auto Show. Also, they're going to show a sneak look at a vehicle from Nissan, which has got an unusual name, and I can see lots of journalists playing off this name. It's called the 2011 Nissan Juke, J-U-K-E, and it's basically a very small, sporty crossover sport utility with rather controversial styling. So I can only imagine some of the write-ups about that particular vehicle. Another very, to say the least, controversial car that I hope isn't going to go on sale, but who knows in today's world. I'm always saying to a number of my friends that I think the world has gone slightly nuts, and this continues on that path. Aston Martin, which of course is known for absolutely drop-dead gorgeous vehicles like the DB9 and the DBS and the new upcoming Rapide, which we're going to see down in Amelia Island. Well, imagine a kind of a micro car. That's right, a tiny four-seat city car based on the Toyota IQ. It's called the Signet, and evidently they're going to put it into production. Why? I have no idea. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World and this edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.